Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
That's Van Morrison bringing us back. One of his greats. A great from a great. Seven Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out when you get a chance. I think you'll like it. Cliff Inico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 7 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. He is he does an awful lot for small businesses on many levels, folks. Succeedinginyourbusiness.com is his website. Please go there and check out all the books that he's got, he's written, that are available to you, his articles that he publishes all the time. Cliff, thanks again for being part of our day and part of our world. We're talking about crowdfunding, which is the title, or the subject, I should say, of his next book coming out later this year. Cliff, I want to say this, and I've been consistent. I'm going to say it. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. I think crowdfunding is going to be a good thing, but I don't think it's going to be something that most small business owners are going to use, because most small businesses are not going to go to the record keeping degree that they are going to have to get investors, and I don't think they're going to want to have all those people investing, all those investors hanging around their company, you know, that
kind
of thing.
Well, let's face it. Investors are a pain in the neck, even if you only got a couple of them. When you got 500 of them,
That's part of it.
You're going to spend all your time managing those folks. You're going to have one. You're going to have a dedicated employee.
So that's the reason why
every day.
That's the reason why I say it's going to be, in my opinion, in 5 years we'll look back and it'll be kind of esoteric, small percentage. And you say except for one case.
Well, okay, two things. It depends. If the big kick crowdfunding portals like Kickstarter, Indiegogo make a real commitment to this market and come up with a way to streamline the process, which they're free to do under these regulations, then you might see crowdfunding become a bigger thing, especially for the early stage, the real early stage people. But where I think the one exception is going to be is I think what issuers are going to do, what companies are going to do, is they're going to do what I'm calling in my book an upstairs-downstairs offering. Like, remember upstairs-downstairs, the PBS TV series that showed, you know, the rich people and then all the servants downstairs commenting on them and stuff like that? You're going to see these kind of offerings, upstairs-downstairs. It's a double-barreled offering where a company goes out and raises money from accredited investors under that part of the Job Act, but at the same time, they put their stock up on a crowdfunding portal to raise money from little folks who don't have a lot of money, but for some reason or other, they want to invest in this company. Friends, family.
You're talking about a more efficient and a more sophisticated way to do angel funding.
Angel fund, that's exactly right, because there are a lot of people who want to invest in companies, but they're not accredited investors, and the law is very strict about how many of those folks you can have. Mm-hmm. By combining a traditional Reg D offering with a crowdfunding component for those people, you actually are enabling them to participate in offerings that in the past were limited only to rich, wealthy, sophisticated people. So I think you're going to see issuers, some companies doing stuff like that.
Let me say one more thing, just to continue my negativity about this. Folks, I don't mean to be negative. I'm not being negative. I'm just giving you tough love on this thing, Cliff. I'm going to predict that 3 years after, if the ruling goes well today for crowdfunding, if the SEC opens up the ability for crowdfunding to go forward like you've been describing, I'm going to say 3 years from now, more than half of the people who went out and got crowdfunding, investor-type crowdfunding, more than half of them will regret that they did it.
Well, okay, we will wait and see. You are making a prediction.
I am, but you see what? Well, that prediction is based on how I know relationships are when you've got investors in a small business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and believe me, when you get lots of them, that job becomes a big. It becomes a full time job at some point.
Yeah,
and that's going to distract entrepreneurs from what they're really trying to do, which is building their business. And I kind of agree with you. If a company goes out and actually does a mass market crowdfunding for for $100,000, they're going to get themselves in a world of hurt. And I think the funding portals are going to realize that, and they're going to do things to try to streamline that process mm-hmm. so that that doesn't happen.
They also need counseling on how much to give up for how much. I mean, I was talking to somebody right. the other day who was willing to, they were trying to raise money, and they were willing to give like 50% of their business up for $50,000. And I said, are you out of your mind?
I know. But Jim, that creates jobs for people like you and me.
I know. hey, Cliff, give us the website one more time, please.
You bet, man. Succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
And we expect to launch your book, officially launch it on the show.
It's going to be called The Crowdfunding Handbook, and hopefully you'll see it on Amazon the next month, 4 to 6 weeks.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks, Cliff. Take care. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, man. Good luck.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.